Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue, and I'm your host, Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Please stay tuned. The 12th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is the one who brings hope to all of humanity. As the world is being grinded between the oppressors and tyrants of the age, we look towards the heavens so that the advent of the 12th divinely appointed Imam comes sooner. We raise our hands in prayers, and we raise our hands in supplications, so that the awaited Savior of humanity comes and brings the final hope and salvation that humanity is so yearning for and desiring. The sights and the eyes of the world are looking towards the advent of this great Savior, Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance so that his eminence comes to establish the divine rule of the Almighty Allah for every single human being is completely dependent and needs this divine rule of the Almighty Allah. And it is this divine rule of the Almighty Allah, the kingdom of God that is to be established by Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, which will bring about ultimate justice in a world which is filled with cruelty and injustice. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of the awaited Savior of humanity, Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. So, dear friends, we are finally at the end of this dialogue that Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, has with Ishaq ibn Yaqub. Now, at the end of this dialogue, or at the end of this conversation, we find that Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, says to Ishaq ibn Yaqub, "Do not ask what you are not in need of, and do not put yourself into undue trouble, and pray more for an early reappearance, as in it lies your success. Peace be upon you, O Ishaq ibn Yaqub, and peace be on all those who follow the guidance." This here is apparently the end of this segment or the end of this letter. Now, what we find here again is that sometimes we fall into the trap of asking questions that we're not in need of, you know, and this seems to be something that is very common in the modern era where, you know, social media and instant gratification and these kind of things persist. You know, we find that a lot of times we're asking questions or thinking about things that are really of no value, they're of no use, and, you know, they're useless pretty much. They're vain talk. And of course, in the traditions, we have been warned against vain talk and useless talk and, you know, in essence, wasting our time and our energies and are wasting our thinking. And again, don't put yourself into undue trouble by, you know, thinking about and asking questions that are of no use. You know what I mean? A good question is good. A good question helps you learn. But useless talk, vain talk, you know, things which won't come to any kind of fruition or they won't result in anything, these are things that just put us into undue trouble. But the last point is really important, and that is to pray as much as we can for the hastening of the reappearance of the 12th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, because it lies in our own success, right? Our success, spiritual, material, worldly, of the hereafter, it all depends upon the reappearance of the 12th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. It is His Eminence who will bring humanity to perfection. It is Eminence who will bring the whole world to balance and harmony. It is His Eminence who will bring perfection to every single human being that wants that perfection, of course. It is His Eminence who is going to bring true success to the world, happiness, peace, tranquility, prosperity, success. I mean, all of these things that humanity, since the beginning of humanity, have yearned for will come about via the divine and blessed hands of Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. Now we invite you to listen to Brother Khalil Ja'far.
To discuss the signs and then talk about what are the reasons why individuals might reject the coming of the Imam. Some have believed, some scholars have understood this to believe, that Nabi Isa alayhi salam himself will be propagating the idea of Islam. And there are many, many riwayat, again, that you could understand symbolically if you like, that says that when Isa alayhi salam returns, he will break the cross and kill the swine. There's a lot of this repeating in traditions. He will break the cross and kill the swine, break the cross. And what this means is that in the early days of Islam, these were two distinguishing attributes by which the Christians were famous. The fact that Muslims did not consume pork and the Christians did. And the fact that Muslims, Christians believed that Jesus was crucified. So in saying that he will break the cross and kill the swine, the idea is to show that he will basically refute this and prove to the Christians that this that they have believed was not true. That he was not, never claimed to be the Son of God, that he was never crucified, and that he never permitted them to eat from the flesh of the swine or pork. And the ulama who have researched this have said that perhaps because of his preaching and the large number of Christians who will change their faith and come into the fold of Islam, understanding Islam and Deen as that one true monotheistic religion that was the original Islam that Adam and Nuh and Ibrahim and all the other Anbiya alayhim salam had preached, they will come into the fold of that one religion that the Mahdi alayhi salam establishes as the religion of Allah, the Deen al-Haqq liyudhahirahu ala ad-deen kulli. And because of this preaching, those who are obviously not happy about that large conversion and the way things are turning, they will raise an army against the Imam, and that army will also be a huge army in itself.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.